Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis ETC. Once again, I am here on Hypnosis Etc. with Celeste Hackett. She's out there in Plano, Texas. Not that Texas is plain at all, but that's the little city she lives in is Plano, Texas. She was my first regular co-host way back in the day. We were first getting started. And she's back here again, helping us out, adding to the profession. Let's see. In addition to being a excellent, excellent hypnotist, if I had friends and family in the Dallas, Plano, Texas area, I definitely feel absolutely comfortable sending them to her. She's also an award-winning hypnotist. She's got the Banyan Hypnosis 1% Award, a Hypno 1% Award. She's also got the NGH Member of the Year Award. She's probably got a bunch of other awards, too. She is one of the most supportive hypnotists I know. And let's see. I think she's going to continue to do great things in the profession. How you doing, Celeste?
Hey, Cal, I'm doing fine. And yes, I've been with you for a long time now, haven't I? Since 1902. Actually, it wasn't that long ago. But I want to tell you a little bit about Cal, because Cal is amazing. He is a award-winning trainer of hypnotists, and he trains hypnotists from all over the world, or people to be hypnotists. They're hypnotists once he gets done with them. And so he also trains hypnotists who want better training. He has a process called Five Path. It's an advanced process for helping people get change. It's very systematic, and we love it. I'm probably more wild about it than just about anybody. I must say, if I may. And he also has Seventh Path Self-Hypnosis. This is something he created that's a body-mind-spirit approach to self-hypnosis. He is the author of many books and training materials. I particularly love his book called The Secret Language of Feelings. If you get a chance, you have to get that book. It will help you with your hypnosis sessions. He's got products on running your office better and marketing your business, and he's got a great video on instant inductions, and that's just to name a little taste of what he has out there to support hypnotists at getting better in the profession. He also offers free training in audio and video podcasts, free tips, tricks, and techniques right here on these podcasts, fresh content every week. So that's Cal Banyan. Hey, Cal.
Wow. Thank you very much. As you were talking about that, I have a question for you. Now, after you graduated from our certification program, and before you became a trainer, what out of all the training materials did you find most helpful for actually seeing clients?
Actually seeing clients?
Yeah. Oh, you know, actually doing the work. What was the book or CD or DVD that you think contributed the most to your success?
You know, that's really a hard call, but I like most of all the Balsam set of CDs because they're so comprehensive. They answer every single question, and that's the best. That's the best product. But I mean, when you said that, I also thought of Maureen Banyan's business. I call it the business pack. I know that's not the proper name of it. I have to look it up every time because I've been calling it that from the very beginning. And but it's her whole business process on how to run the office, how to make sales, how to get clients in the door. But for actually seeing clients, it has to be the Balsam CDs. And I'm on there, too. I'm on those audio CDs.
Yeah, for everyone, that's the Balsam stands for Banyan Online Supervision Meetings. And what I did is for 40 weeks, every Monday or whatever it was, I did an online virtual class on topics that I cover in class, but usually not to the depth I can when I had this series of classes online. So it was such a relief to me, because one of the scariest things to me when I teach the class is every minute of every class, I'm thinking about what I'm going to leave out in the next minute, because we have so much more information for you. And I really felt bad that only the people who worked at our center really had the time to spend with me for me to go in as deeply as I really wanted to into all these topics. So I did this 40 weeks, and we recorded hour and a half or so for 40 weeks. So it's a humongous amount of material. So I'm glad that helped you out, Celeste.
Oh, I loved it. And one of the things you'll love when you listen to these things is the other hypnotists on there asking Cal questions, because I think we really made him think. We really picked his brain. I've had more hypnotists come up to me and say, I'm so glad you asked him that question.
Well, you know, that was kind of the precursor to this show, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, I guess, wasn't it?
Hey, show your hypno mug.
Where's my hypno mug? Oh, man, I'm really mad. I went to get some tea, and then I got sidetracked, and I don't have it in here.
I have
so
mine.
So I'm not going to be able. Good.
I'll show mine.
Thank
we
God.
Have three or four different versions of this, and we're giving them away for free. And so every week, we pick somebody new, and they are either someone who left a comment below. That's one way that you can enter. You just leave your full name and a comment below. Or you can become a VIP member of this website, or you can be a member of our facebook.com/hypnosisETC on Facebook. And every week we pick someone. I didn't announce it last week. It was in the text that goes right below. By the way, if you're watching this anywhere except calbanion.com, you got to go there, because right below the video is additional text and graphics and links. So I've got two that I want to announce right now. So for last week, it was Les Such, LESSUTCH. That's last week. We had it in the text of the podcast, but I didn't announce it on the video. And for this week, Frank Farrow. And the spelling we have for that is FRANKE and PHAROAH. Now, what do you got to do? You got to email me at calbanion.com. No. Let's do it at calbanion@hypnosiscenter.com and, give me your information and we'll get that sent out to you. All right. And we got one for next week and the one after that, too. So glad to have that done.
Congratulations, everybody. That's awesome. And to get your mug, you want to go to Facebook. Go to facebook.com/hypnosisetc and then like us and be our friend. And then you can also enter into this drawing that Cal does every week by becoming a VI member of, I believe, this site, right, Cal? CalBanion.com.
Yeah, and we've expanded that. Also, you can just leave a comment below about the podcast and leave your full name, and we'll also draw from that list too.
Yes, because we like to hear from you. It's a lonely world sitting in here going, I wonder if they're listening.
I know.
Have to write something. Just say hi.
That's right. We want more comments. So that's it. All right. What do you got for me today? Speaking of questions.
I got a question from a five-pather who's just blowing down the town with the hypnosis business he has. His name is Jason Lynette, and he's got so many clients coming to him. He's booked solid, and then all of a sudden he started thinking, gosh, I can't keep up. I need to figure out how to get to all these people. And so Cal, he's in Alexandria, Virginia, doing wonderful work. The demand was so high, he hired two more hypnotists. So he's got two hypnotists that he's paying to do hypnosis sessions so he can get to all of the clients. And he's paying them 45% of what he gets for each session that they have. And is this a good way to grow his practice? That is his question. He wants to know, he's never had a hypnosis. I guess he's got a center now. He's got three hypnosis rooms, and he's got these hypnotists working for him. So in a nutshell, is this a good way to grow the practice by paying them 45% of what he's making per session?
Okay, what's his name again?
This is Jason Lynette.
Jason Lynette, congratulations to you. We need more really good entrepreneurial hypnotists out there that can hire other hypnotists, because there's a lot of hypnotists out there, they're just not very entrepreneurial. And when we hire hypnotists, like we've done here at the Bain Hypnosis Center, we really help people provide services that otherwise might not have been able to do so well themselves. Now, that reminds me, as you all know by now probably, the new book, it's an e-book, so I don't have a physical book to hold. But here's the cover. There it is. Real Hypnosis Business Success. Six successful hypnotists share how they did it and how you can too. And we're proof of the cover a little bit because it's kind of hard to read the author's names down there. But look, it's Celeste Hackett and Meredith Locker. You all know those folks. And the reason I pull this book cover up is because I'll leave a link down there where you can check it out. Because I talk a little bit about this in the book. And one of the things that we want to do is, of course, we want to be good marketers. And in the book, I talk about the Banyan star model. And in the Banyan star model, at star point number 3, which is seeing sessions, there's really one way you can see sessions, help people with hypnosis, is by seeing them yourself. You're the hypnotist. And then the next one is that you could employ other hypnotists. And the third one is that you can provide a learning opportunity where hypnotists go right out of class and they come to work for you as an intern. And I go into the details of that. Now, interns typically will see clients for where you don't pay them at all. Okay, and then also, I was a little bit distracted because one of our lights started shaking, and we're probably just having one of those California earthquakes, but everyone's still alive and well, so it wasn't a bad one. Anyway, so this will be the earthquake episode. And anyway, the interns, we've had interns in the past, they start off seeing clients for free. So this is another way you can build your practice other than the one that's being mentioned in this class, is you can have interns come in. And what you do is, instead of paying them with money, you pay them with the opportunity to have an office to work out of, the opportunity to see clients, and then you provide supervision for them, which when you're brand new, having a experienced hypnotist that you know, like, trust, admire, looking at your videos perhaps, or answering your questions, helping you prepare to see clients, is a huge benefit. And interns can last anywhere 3 months to 6 months, that kind of thing. We've had one intern go for about a year. Now, after an intern has been working for us for a couple of months, we will often bump them up to about a 10% commission, give them some money or a piece of the action. Now, if just to make the math easy, if it's $100 a session, they make 10 bucks an hour or so seeing clients. Now, the other thing is, and I learned this the hard way, we've been around since 1996. We've had, more than one hypnotist at our center since about, probably it's either 1996 or 1997. And the first person I hired, I gave her a minimum amount that she was going to make and then a percentage on top of that. And it was really kind of a disaster. And so I really looked at how to do this properly. You see, one of the problems is you want to motivate your hypnotists to do a really excellent job. So first of all, they must be trained in the kind of work that you do. They should be trained in five-path if you're a five-pather, so you have the same language. You know that they're getting a high-quality treatment. Now, this is what I learned. If I pay the hypnotherapist the same rate for session 1, session 2, session 3, they're not motivated to see clients more sessions. Now, just as a thumbnail kind of rule, five pathers, it just works out this way. Five path does not stand for five session hypnosis, but on average, 4, 5, 6 sessions for us to work with an issue of the client, depending on a number of factors. Now, if I paid the same rate, I found out that some of the hypnotists I'd hire would not do the kind of work that needed to be done to get people to come back to complete the process. And if you have clients not coming back to complete the process, then what happens is they don't get good results. And also what happens is you have this hypnotist that's seeing clients 1 or 2 sessions instead of the 4, 5, or 6, and you're constantly having to supply them with clients. And what happens is they become the hole where all your clients go. So like if I'm seeing clients for 5, 6 sessions and this other hypnotist is seeing them for 1 or 2, now I've got to send them 2 to 4 times more clients. to keep them fully booked. So what happens is the majority of our clients start going to the people who are doing the worst work. So you do not want to pay on a flat scale. And you do not want to pay too much because you're undervaluing what you're providing. I mean, if you're providing an office, if you're providing insurance, if you're providing marketing and sales and the electricity and all of this stuff, that's overhead that's going to cost you money. So what we found out is we do a sliding scale. And if you can vary this a little bit according to an experiment with where you're at. But for a first session, if a hypnotist was employed by us, and we did all that work, all that hypnotist had to do was show up and see the client, they get 20%. So now, we charge more than $100, but just to keep the math simple, so 20% would be they'd make $20 in that first session. All they do is show up. Now, the second session, we would go to like $25. And then the third session with the same client, they'd go up to $30. And then the fourth session, maybe they'd go up to like $40. And then they would plateau out there. Because really paying a hypnotist more than 40% per session is going to cause you to not have very much money left over for you, for doing the supervision and really make the whole idea was to have a stronger, better business. And so that's it in a nutshell. Do not pay them at a flat rate. Pay them on a kind of stepwise rate to where they average about 30 to 35%. Because if you think about six sessions, for example, so it'd be 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 40. Now, if that client comes back for another issue, like let's say they came in for a fear of heights and you did that, and then they come back for weight loss, what percentage do they get? They start off at 40 because it's their client. They did the work that was required to give that client great service, great results, and they deserve to keep working at that higher rate. But I would never go over 40% and with the hypnotist. In fact, probably if it was a new hypnotist that hadn't been working at our center very long, I might even start off at a rate where it goes like 20, 25, 25, 30, 30, 35, and not pay them over 40 until they've been with us for about 3 months. Give them a reason to get knocked up to that higher stepwise rate. Any input on that, Celeste?
Well, I was just thinking that, if you start them at your best rate you can pay them, you can't go up. You can't give them any more incentives to stay. That's one thing that came to mind. And, I don't have hypnotists who work for me, so I may be speaking out of place. So keep that in mind, viewer, as you're listening to this and listener. But I'm wondering, since he's working full time and then he has these hypnotists that he's paying, he said, he's not losing any money because these hypnotists are seeing clients he couldn't otherwise see because he simply doesn't have the time. So I'm wondering if what might help him is actually to raise his rates. Well, what do you think about that, Cal?
Yeah, this is exactly what I was going to say next with regard. And yes, he should raise his rates. But in his question, I was hoping he was smart enough to have raised his rates as high as they should be at this time. But this is the other thing we can do for the additional hypnotists that he hires, is if they're complaining about, I'm only making so much and you're only giving me 40%. Well, if they are fully booked, then they should begin to raise their rates. So if they're not, then that's your reason for saying, well, look, I think that the rate I'm paying you is fine. I have to run the business and we've got overhead and all that. If you want to make more money, then what we have to do at this point is begin to nudge your rate up. And we've had hypnotists that work at our center that got different rates also. And It just depended on how long they've been with us, how strong, how big of a following they had. In fact, we also, here's another little insider. I didn't want to be too complicated. But if we went out and did the selling, I mean, they came from our website, we answered the phone, we scheduled the appointment, you know, we've run the MasterCard, MasterCharge, Visa, American Express, or whatever, we did all that work, then we would use the sliding scale that I mentioned. But if they had a referral come in where they worked with the mother and now the father wants to come in, or the husband and the wife, or they worked with the child and now the mother wants to come in, we would add them a 5 to 10% increase on top of that, because we didn't have to go out and get that client for them. That was a result of their own good work. So there's another little thing you can do. And if they're not getting referrals, you got to wonder about the quality that that client, that that hypnotist is doing. Anything else you want to add, Celeste?
Yeah, that was excellent, Cal. Okay, now I'm going to really make you put your thinking cap on, because you're going to be thinking in a way that I don't know that you've ever really had to before. Let's see. Okay, so he's already paying them this high amount. It's hard to find five pathers and people who are trained like this. They're not on every street corner. Now what should he do since he's already got this? You think he should raise their rates and his rates? Is that basically it? Or is there anything else he can do now?
What exactly is the question you're asking me?
Oh, you hate when I do this, don't you? Okay, so here he has, he's giving them 45%, right? And you're saying, okay, I'd never pay a hypnotist more than 40%, but it's hard to find well-trained five pathers, and it's going to be hard for him to go, I'm sorry, I can't give you 45% anymore. So what, if I understand you right, you're saying he should raise their rates, his rates, and maybe giving them an incentive for bringing in new clientele. Is that right? I'm thinking, what should he do from here now where he is?
Yeah, well, if I remember the question right, the question was, is what I'm doing good for building my practice? And my answer was, I think that you're on the right track, but you're paying them too much. It's going to hurt. What are you going to do about this now? I think you're in a jam. I wish you would have let us answer this question before you get started. And fortunately, we're out here helping them out. But new people that might be considering doing this. But I think that, if you have an agreement with someone, you're kind of stuck with that agreement. You should already be charging as much as you possibly can for the services. And so, I don't have a good answer in this. Ideas are running by. It depends on the personality of the individuals. It depends on how good of a salesperson you are. If you're happy with what you're getting and they're happy, then that's fine. But if you're saying, gosh, I'm not making that much money and I'm having to provide, the rent and the office and the heating and the electricity and the insurance and all this stuff for these people, and I'm coming away after with that like $10 a session, it's not worth it, then you need to talk to them. Maybe you can just persuade and say, I thought this was a good deal, but it's not. And I have to do one of two things. I've got to renegotiate your sliding scale, or I got to let you go and hire people who are willing to take on the sliding scale. It's tough being the boss. It's tough having...
That was really good for an off-the-cuff answer like that, because I know this is not a situation that you've really been in before, so trying to just sit and think on the sly like this had to be kind of tough. I mean, one thing he's got going for him that I think is cool, Cal, is he's this area where he's in Alexandria, Virginia, in a 50-mile radius, he's got dozens of major cities. He's really in a lucky spot there.
Well, maybe it wasn't luck. Maybe it was planning.
Maybe so, huh?
Hey, let's got to wrap it up. We're over time.
Okay, Cal. Well, thanks for tuning in. I am Celeste Hackett. I have a class coming up September the 16th through the 27th. There's discounts for signing up early. I'd love to see you in my class here in Dallas, Texas. All right, that's it for me. And this is Hypnosis Etc. Cal Banyans, Hypnosis Etc. See you next time.
Did you mention your website?
My website is Dallas, thank you, Cal, DallasHypnosisCareerTraining.com.
All right. And thank you very much. always glad to have you on the show. You're a winner. Let's see here. We got Cal Banyan. We've got the website. On this website, we've got links to our training. But our most recent upcoming training is July for the National Guild of Hypnotists approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course with 5-Path and 7-Path. So that's July. We got one in October. And we'd love to have you in class. There's always early registration discounts. That's it. Cal Banyan. Signing off.
This recording is a property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.